The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Thank you. Silence the voice. It is time to go, and let's do it. Monday, first day where it's not going to be 115 or more, which is a pretty good. We had a record. I didn't even know we did records like that. Most 115 degree days in a row. Nice job. There's five or six, something like that.
Before summer even starts.
Well, that whole summer starts thing. I don't know why people think that. I don't know why people think the sun knows.
Started yesterday.
That we started our stuff. The sun just heats where it's supposed to heat and stays, whatever. It's hot before. By the way, we've known this forever. It's hot before summer. Spring is hot here. Summers in Arizona are just like the culmination of how hot it's been. And then we got three more months of this. And that's fine. July, August, half of September will blow right through it. And then guess what? It's the best place in the world to live. So I'll take it. Although I'm not paying attention to anything, and I don't think anybody else is either outside of just all the fury surrounding a team that's deep in the playoffs, and it's been a long time since the whole state's on fire. I don't know what the hell that thing was in Sholo this weekend. That truck driver ran over all those bicyclists.
Yeah,
well, that's weird. Insane. Did any people, I'm sure, died. I have literally paid attention to nothing.
I didn't hear anybody died,
but yeah.
It was like 14 or 15 people.
Yeah, a friend of mine, they had some ride, right? Like it was an official ride, and some guy intentionally started to run cyclists over, which is horrible. And I've lived in Sholo or had a place there and did things
good
in Sholo. Oh, great times. Great times. Ask me what my biggest regret in life is, purchasing anything in Sholo. When the house wasn't being stripped of all its possessions, woodpeckers or something were blowing holes in the side of the place or just varmints.
Couple of good party nights at that bar.
Oh, I had some fun there. I definitely had a good, there was one summer where I got to use the place a lot and nothing happened, but the rain there's heavier evidently than everywhere else because I didn't meet a soul that after it rained, every house didn't seep liquid and just it was awful. But the one big thing I come away with Sholo is meth. That's all they've got there. There's nothing else to do. You go over and hang out at the Cal Ranch, grab yourself some meth-making material, I guess, and then go back to the house and make meth. The whole place just loaded with meth heads.
Yeah,
and tourists.
New York Times, front page.
That's what my buddy sent it to me from Chicago and said, Sholo's in the news. And I'm like, yeah, it's a terrible story. I don't know who's or what's the total damage is, but hopefully nobody's. I don't know if anyone passed away. It's terrible. I'm guilty of having paid zero attention to the outside world outside of basketball. I watched the Jazz Clippers. I watched the Nets-Bucks game, which was amazing. Then, of course, the Suns yesterday and the Hawks. I'm watching the Hawks play basketball. I'm so invested in basketball again. This used to be my favorite sport. I left basketball after the strike, and again, when Sarver took over this team, I was kind of like down on the whole thing. I stopped watching. It's more entertaining than it's ever been. I needed a little break, and I got it. Now I'm full in again. It's crazy. I'm almost annoying about it. But it's making me not pay attention to the rest of the world, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It can be good.
I'm enjoying myself. Maybe that's good.
That's good.
Because my escape now being basketball has been great. I'm not sitting there watching misery all the time or politics. I don't care. Things seem fine. Suns are winning. I think we're okay. Again, winning cures everything. An entire town's woes can be get involved in this. And you got the Olympics right around the corner, Brady. What have I always said about women's sports, Brady? What does it take to make women's sports better? A man.
Nudity? Oh.
And it's going to happen. Finally, ladies, your sports will be interesting because the weightlifting in the Olympics, which I've never wanted to watch before now, when Laurel Hubbard of New Zealand goes in to lift for her first Olympic weightlifting games, she will become the first trans athlete to compete in the Olympics, and she's going to kick the out of all those other lady weightlifters because she used to be a dude. It's going to be a man winning a woman's medal. Fantastic work, Laurel.
He passed.
Here's a picture of Laurel. You'd never know. You'd never know at all that used to be a fella.
No.
Not even close. That you'd hardly guess it. And I'm so proud. This is the most woke I can feel because the next thing you know, we'll have men just whipping real women and it'll finally be entertainment. Finally, women's sports will have a purpose. Men. Finally, a reason to watch. Dudes are playing. Oh, it's going to be entertaining. Finally, there's going to be some coordination and some great ball skills.
Get those records this summer, Laurel.
Yeah, go get them, Laurel.
Because they won't be broke.
I don't think.
For years.
Well, unless another dude shows up, cuts his dick off.
I think after if the records are shattered.
Forget it. It's going to be all men. No. 4 years are going to be all men. Because the ratings are going to be huge. Massive. And then you're going to see women lifting like 700 pounds over their head. And they're like, these women are strong. It's like, what was the record before 2021 Olympics there? It was like 321 pounds. What is it now? 628. Oh, my God. What happened? Oh, we allowed chicks without dicks back into the mix. And it's been an amazing jump in our quality.
So maybe there will be just one division now.
Competitors.
No.
It up. Well, I'm fine with this. By the way, Laurel is also 43. Going in there taking
it. Yeah.
So it's fair. It's the whole thing. It's so fair. I'm grateful and humbled. The kindness and the support is. Thanks, Laurel. You sound real feminine. I'll go put a dress on and get your medal. It's going to be a beautiful thing. She's huge. But it's the only way I'll watch women's weightlifting is if there's a dude in it crushing the records. Just to listen to them complain. And I feel really bad for the other lady weightlifters who have given up on all things feminine in their lives, have become these little blocks of humanity that don't look manly or female. They're just something. They're just kind of – and they've done this training and everything else. And then some dude chops his dick off, shows up, and takes all their medals. It's great. If you want it done right, let a man do it. When it comes to sports, I don't want any of that girl weightlifting. Who was watching girl weightlifting before anyway? Is there anyone that finds that appealing?
Every 4 years.
I didn't know they had it.
Do you watch it? You're on it?
No, just if it's on NBC when they play the Olympics.
You'll watch girl weightlifting?
Sure, why not?
God, you're the one. There are certain times when the Olympics are on.
Do I seek it out? No.
Yeah, but if it's on, I even still like, there's like 9 Olympic channels. You don't have to sit on one. Like, all right, I'll go to the green network. I'll see what NBC, New Zealand is showing. They give you like all of it. I'm not watching girl weightlifting ever. Now I am. I can do this. I can get behind Laurel Hubbard. I'll be waving that New Zealand flag like crazy.
You know, 43-year-old.
At 43. She lifted 628 pounds in 2 lifts to qualify. Over the head. Not all at once, but I think it's like 310 and 318. It's throwing up over her 43-year-old head. 628?
It's pretty good.
She broke her arm in the Commonwealth Games 3 years ago. Trying to bench press the entire lot of other girl weightlifters. She battled back from that injury. I don't know when she became a woman. But we're all supposed to be so woke. So you know what? I'm going to get yelled at. People will be like, you're a jerk. And I'm like, why? I'm rooting for her. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Same as me going downstairs and telling all the ladies I'll never sexually harass them. That's the goal, isn't it? I'm rooting for this trans to break the barrier.
To dominate.
I thought that's what being woke was about. Let this woman without a dick destroy all the other ladies. I'm woke. I want this. I'm rooting for more of them to show up and beat all the ladies at their sports. That's how woke I am. I want all the transgender former men to go in and kick the living out of these cisgender, vagina havers that got it at birth, lucky. This one had to go out and find a doctor to make her the way she wanted to be. And now she wants to pay back by lifting all the weight in the world over her head. To beat all you, natural vagina havers, you OVs, as I like to call you.
Pretty amazing throw this year in the shot put. 5 feet longer than any of the other throws.
It is great, and it is pretty awesome that people are kind of like, they're in that, we're in that taint, pardon the expression, of how woke people feel about this versus their constant cries of saying, let them... They're women. Be women. But then you start sticking them in sports like this, and they're like, now, hold on a second. How woke can we get here? You can't really have them fighting. Like this, like the MMA when they had that one that was like, I don't know, this is a bad idea.
How come there can't be a transgender category?
Because then you're isolating them. You're just isolating them. You're casting them aside.
Doing.
No, that's like having a black category, which is probably
Jimmy the Greek.
Mostly the track and field. I look, I'm not. I don't want any white runners on the American team. We're slower.
Only in distance. On the 1500s.
Yeah, but who's watching that?
Right.
Nobody watches 1500s or marathon. Pfft, boring. I want sprints. I want the relay races, and I don't want any white guys on my team. We're slower.
Although we're peaking pretty good, I saw the USA's shot put guy just crush.
Yeah,
the
shot
world,
put's a white guy's
world
sport.
Record.
That's
I know it
white
is.
White people.
He
I'm
almost
talking,
threw it out of the pit.
But you're all the sports you're mentioning are boring in white sports. I like the black Olympics. I wouldn't mind having a fully black Olympics because it would eliminate all the dumb white sports. The shot put.
I was gonna say, what are the white?
Javelin.
Javelin. Yeah. Although javelin, I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know who wins that normally, but I don't think that's isolated down to one race. But we're probably pretty good at that.
Well, pole vault.
Girls pole vaults in. Guys pole. Oh, yeah. Who cares? Yeah, I like the fast ones. I like watching people exceed human ability. Throwing a big rock 100 feet, who cares? That's and it's just, you know, stumpy white thumps that go out there and spin and then chuck something. That's boring.
Yeah, the hammer
it's
throw.
It's like caveman stuff.
Let's say mess up.
I like things that are like, I've never seen anything move that way before. There's always that one guy they introduce who got qualified because he's from Belgium or something, and it's like next to Usain Bolt. And like all these incredible, and then there's the white guy who usually does pretty well. He's like fourth or fifth place. You're like, okay, steroids. But look, if they had the black Olympics and just eliminated all the white sports, I'd be fine with it. Long distance running, who's watching that? Swimming would go by way of the black Olympics. I don't think I want to watch that.
No,
that would be a catastrophe on television. Look awful. But yeah, we have most of the swimmers are white.
Pretty much.
And that can be exciting.
Divers too.
Yeah. The girl sports can stay because, yeah, they wear thongs now. So that's all in. And gymnastics is, although Simone Biles is, like, I'd rather watch her than any of the other ones. I don't want to watch men's gymnastics ever. I just don't. I like the girls. There's nothing. They're just odd-bodied people. Very talented, but yeah, give me the black Olympics. Do you watch shot put or weightlifting or wrestling?
Like Toledo said, if it's on, I'll go. I might check out a couple.
But I'm not watching it for hours.
A couple of puts.
Yeah, I'm not watching.
Catch a couple of the Slovaks throw.
I'll watch one put, and then I'm like, this is going to bore me to a puddle. Is there any time in your life you've watched a put and went, whoa? I don't even know if it's good or not. It's just the ball lands and everybody goes, I think that.
You can't help but try to figure out if that is good when you watch it. Like, oh, yeah, that one's deep.
It always looks the same. Like, never does the shot put look different to me. It's like, and some guy just standing there in his stomach or hernias.
This guy threw it yesterday, and he knew right after he threw it.
You knew it was good?
He was like, oh, yeah.
You watched shot put yesterday?
I saw the throw.
Wow.
All right, Brady. On top. You watched no suns yesterday.
No,
you watched shot put.
It was a highlight, oh, you know, what happened in the
highlights? Seriously?
Yeah, because I went to the
that?
Qualifying because they had track and field.
Sure.
This was last night, and there's one event, and it was the Paralympics, and the guys on the springs.
I don't know what's going on at your house.
It was the 400 meter spring race. It's the weirdest. It's so silent.
You watch shot
put. Was Paralympic shot put.
Paralympic.
Yeah, we know what running sounds like.
It's really quiet.
You know the other race is quiet too, right?
No.
Pretty. There's not a lot of foot stomping in any of the races.
They're on their toes.
It's not all down. Do you know why it's... Yeah, they're not square dancing.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody running goes...
They're not clogging.
Yeah, nobody... That's the beauty of the race, is that their feet barely touch the ground. I think they might be flying. And the reason you heard their feet is because there's nobody in the crowd at the Paralympics or at the qualifiers for what you were watching. You were the only one watching that.
Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Listen how quiet their feet are compared to the clog stomping you normally get from those giant Jamaicans.
Never once heard their feet.
I'm telling you.
I know. But I'm telling you, there's no noise when people run. When you run.
I don't know. There's something, I mean, different about it.
Yeah, they have
it was
no
a
legs.
Sound. I thought you could hear.
Yeah, the difference
they're
is
jumping on springs.
They're on springs, but it's the sound is
it's like Q-bert.
Right. Oh, now that I'd watch. The Paralympics set up a Q-bert game and just started to drop like snakes at them, and they had to bounce around. That's my Q-bert impression, and it's good. I don't know what they were trying to make him say, but
I don't know.
He was not happy when Q-bert hit the snake. He'd yell at you. You were in control. I'm like, do something yourself, you little prick. But yeah, Brady, I don't know what channel you were on last night. Bored old man station of Paralympic qualifiers.
NBC
showed Paralympic qualifying last night
during
Olympic qualifiers.
They kept talking about after the Open that they'd have the men's track qualification. See if we can do a world record before that. And so, an hour or two into it, I put it on there, and that's the heat that I watch.
Yeah. And then some shot putting. Yeah, but that's all running. The noise you're making is all running.
And then the guy after he went through, thank you!
All right.
You're watching a Neil Diamond show again. Huh? Here we go.
Don't call back to Neil Diamond. Nobody remembered it the first place. So you're interesting, young man. Thanks for joining us. So you watched a shot put highlight. Because that's all you need is one. Here's the guy who won. It looked just like all the rest.
Yeah, they did in the break during the golf.
See, I think you like sports where guys look like you. I think that's why you had a Kirby Puckett fascination there for a while. You gravitate to dudes that kind of look like you. And I think shot put guys are the ultimate Bradys.
But I didn't. You got to understand. It was during a highlight of saying, here's what's happening in the NBA. Here's what, and then we'll just
you
had a
said
world
you
record.
Would watch some puts. I mean, once the shot puts.
Oh, yeah. When
it's over. Give me Black Olympics or nothing. And then the swimming and girls gymnastics. Oh, yeah. That's what I want.
And pole vaulting.
Yeah, that too.
Girls triple jumps
and,
pretty solid.
Beach volleyball.
Oh, man.
But I'll take all the pole vaulting. Girls triple jumps is good, but you got to get rid of it. It's a boring event. Once you get past the asses. Pole vaulting has danger. And Danger in Butts is great band name and also great Olympic event. You give me that pole vault where they can, and you also think, man, that thing's going in if we make a mistake here. And you know what the best thing about it is? When the pole vaulters run, you barely hear their feet. Or ever. Is this the thing?
This is 2017. This is springs.
They don't have last night's.
These are guys
up.
On springs.
No, I couldn't find last night's yet.
Look at that crowd of no one, Brady. There's a reason you can hear their feet.
The springs are so much better now. That's 4 years old.
Look at this.
It's all spring now.
I know. And then what's the one dude with two legs? He doesn't have a chance. What's his malady?
4 years, they've drastically changed.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they have. 0.13. There's money in it now. There's no one at this event. Why did they hold this at Wembley? That's a 100,000-seat stadium with maybe 12,000 people in it.
Sound good.
You go to Pedigay then in three.
Tell him maybe the new springs and I was watching.
Listen to their feet.
USA in five. Malengo in six. And Schaefer.
The great Malengo is in six? Seven. Just race them, for God's sake.
They're racing those ICP pants.
And they get away.
Look at that middle guy. He shouldn't be in. The leg havers are killing it.
Jeez.
Oh, here he comes.
Whoa! That guy just totally ate. He thought he had problems before. Now he broke his neck.
Isn't that part of the Paralympics? Is that you get an extra medal if you actually end up with another disease?
Look at him jumping around.
Oh, my God. That guy just munched.
The guy with two legs was holding it up, though.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He's just got a lot of gas, probably. Yeah, the leg haver crushed it.
Yeah.
These spring guys, that one dude shouldn't have been in that at all.
Yeah.
He looked like it was his first day.
Rip off.
When you see a giraffe get up and run. What is going on? This that dude in lane three has got look at that form is horrific. I don't mean to laugh at you, but because you have no legs, it's funny. He's in such last place.
There he goes.
Oh, his spring blew out.
Wow, what a wipeout.
The dude in last has me dying.
I came in last.
That's because you're a terrible runner. What were you thinking? I think you qualified if you just had no legs. That guy's never run in his life. Look at him back there.
What's the far guy got problems?
Yeah, and I don't know what
he's not on springs.
Well, he's got a limp. Looks like he's missing a foot. But that dude in lane five is just, he's never done this before. Brady, you're right. The Paralympics
See?
Are awesome.
It's different.
Oh, it's different, all right. That's USA's guy, too. Oh, that's fun to watch. That is fun to watch.
The one I saw was the 400. So they're taking
That's a lot of me laughing. 400 if they're making turns. Did anybody eat it like that dude?
No.
That guy just
no,
I that think guy was great.
Flat out faced
that's
himself.
That's why I think the technology has come in a little bit better. The springs.
That was fun. Now that was fun. Get two tickets to that, please. I'm going to plus one myself right into that event. What is the one where they run about 50 feet and then one of them each? That's the one I want to see. Oh, that's the spring races.
Spring Nationals. Sunday.
Spring Nationals. Rain or shine, the springs will fly. One will each, guaranteed. Some face crushing power. Not to make fun, but that was fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Great event.
If something looks funny, I'm laughing at it. I don't care if it's... You want to be treated normal? Okay. You should see me run. You'd laugh at me running right now. I got hip from hell. Trying to straighten this thing out. Walking's funny for me. I can embrace it. If I had a spring for a leg, I'd be like, look at this. Watch this. I would be making jokes constant. And then I'd cut my wang off and I'd weightlift to a gold medal.
So many options.
Oh, my God. The world is opening up in a huge way. I'm 49. I thought my athletic days were behind me, but I didn't know all I had to do was cut my dick off. Once it stops working, that's all I'm going to do is chop that off and go enter girl sports. You wouldn't beat us. Okay. Tell that to Laurel, who at age 42 is like 40 pounds ahead of you. Just settle down there. Oh, those poor girl weightlifters. Just all they could do their whole lives, sacrificing their periods until their mid-30s. And just pumping weights like crazy so one guy can come in. And the silver medal's going to hurt so much more in this year's Olympics for the girl weightlifters because they're going to look up and see that scar standing on the top podium.
Laurel's been training for 6 months. They've been training their whole life. This guy comes in.
It's 5 months. Ladies, how's it going? It's good to see you all. My name's Laurel, and I'm one of you. Don't you hate periods? Me too. Anyway... I guess we're going to lift today, all of us.
Laurel, I don't think you should be here.
Whatever. I am, though. Cut my dick off. I'm back. Ready to play. I think it's awesome. And I can't wait for this to be played loudly while those poor ladies sit back and try to just...
Now, the gold medal to New Zealand.
It's me, ladies. I might shed a tear because of my feminine side. Waltzing Matilda. I don't know which one we do, Australia or Asia. None of those guys know the thing.
She shouldn't be here.
Should be.
And now, the gold medal goes to Laurel Hubbard, who won by 421 pounds.
20 times we'll be hearing that.
Yeah. I'm going to hang this medal right up on my wall next to my discarded dick, which I've kept as a souvenir. All you ladies were great. Thanks for supporting me. I'm just going to go home and rub one out with my brand new vagina. This is amazing, world. I'm rooting for her. Because I'm woke.
Thank you, IOC.
Thank you, IOC, for not testing anything with me because of, political ramifications. I'm on a lot of drugs. But I chopped my dick and balls off, and now I'm a world champion. And you can do it too, young lads. Highly recommend if you're average at sports to chop your dick off. These ladies can't compete with us. It's fantastic. I'm going to go home. I'm going to shave. I'm going to rub my... till it's sore. Hopefully it doesn't fall off. I'm down to my last option. I'm going to check with my doctor, get more steroids so I can be stronger for next
time. Pork burritos.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, burritos.
I'm going to eat those pork burritos you get it at poor ASU girl can't run. I'm loaded with those. Any questions? Laurel, do you have a husband? Oh, God, you'd think so, but no, not yet. Since I've got a brand new vagina, you'd think a man would want to run this thing, but he doesn't. I'm physically repulsive.
Here's my profile.
The Olympics are going to be. The Olympics. I'm
on Bumble.
I am on Tinder. All you have to do is search 6'5", 325, world record holder weightlifting, lost a dick.
That's me.
Former dick owner, now gold medal champion. I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch a little, I don't know, Thor Ragnarok probably. It reminds me of someone. And maybe a little What We Do in the Shadows, because it's a good New Zealand cast. I like that. Love that Colin Robinson. He makes me laugh. As a lady, I tingle in my new nethers. I would love to lift him over my head. And then just power with my brand new vagina.
After 2 weeks, New Zealand still leads in the gold medal. Country that has the most.
Yeah, because they figured something out. New Zealand hasn't won one man event, but they have dominated female Olympics, and I mean dominated. We've got gold, silver, and bronze on this one, mates. Great work. Remember when we played together in school as boys? We couldn't make headway at all. Now we're champions.
It's not fair.
Well, we're woke. Sorry. Fair. Why are you so transphobic? And you say it's not fair.
The next time transphobia. The crew rowing.
Oh, man. And now with a mile lead, the New Zealand women's team. Keep stroking, boys. I mean, ladies. Jesus Christ, I almost blew our cover. Don't push too hard. Your new vagina will fall out. That thing's tender. Oh, that's a great one. The Olympics are interesting. Finally, white sports that are interesting.
Month away.
Yeah, it's late July. I'm fine with that. And it's Amazon Prime Day, right?
Yep.
It is.
Everybody can start getting their coffee makers, which seems to be the only thing I ever notice about Amazon Prime Day that's on special. Coffee makers and Alexas.
security cameras.
But yeah, now they're saying
a lot of stuff to get in your
that,
house. Yep. It's electronic that they try to like monitor you.
But your electronics are this year not as good because of the whole chip deficiency.
Oh, because they couldn't make them?
Yeah, and so they're saying one of the things they're talking about, you're not going to get the big price, you know, deduction.
You're going to break?
Yep.
Are you going to buy anything?
I haven't looked yet. But
I already bought.
Always look. What'd you get?
Yeah, what'd you get on?
Pre-prime. Bought a couple of those Blink cameras. $20 a piece.
You got more cameras?
No, we didn't have any.
Oh, you didn't have any.
So I got two. We got two.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's what people will get. They'll get Alexis. They're just going to invite Google and Amazon into their house. See that thing? It's a look. This made me upset.
The
Jeff Bezos. He's going to space and stuff. Yeah. And then so now these idiots have started this petition to keep him in right. space. Because what happened to America being proud of American ingenuity? Amazon is awesome.
His ex-wife started that.
Good.
Petition.
She's like I said a couple weeks ago. She's been trying to make him look like a dick by giving all her money to charity while he builds a rocket to play. As I'm going to space, I just threw all my money at space for it's fun, playing around with my brother. And we're just going to shoot ourselves in space. What happened? Like, could you imagine if there were petitions to say, go yourself, Henry Ford. We hate you for being so successful. I know the Rockefellers always had a thing, but nobody ever.
Carnegie.
The Carnegies. There used to be American success stories that we were proud of. Now anybody makes it with a product we all love.
Well, like, some Amazon of those guys, it would have been different because there were some. Issues.
Of course, there was no laws against monopolies and things like that. So they were actual bad guys, but they didn't have law. They were just playing the game the way it's played.
Yep.
Nothing is being done illegally. Everybody's in Jeff Bezos and everybody's taxes and this and that. And you don't know I don't know what you pay. Why are you so important? But we use Amazon. I use it every day. I love Amazon. What an invention. And without it, we wouldn't have the DoorDash and all the other stuff.
Yep.
Kind of. It's all based on the same idea. This guy invented stuff that made our lives better. He should be hanging out in billionaire stuff and be able to shoot himself into space. He's going to pay taxes. His companies pay for everything.
Let him pay
his individual taxes, but I guarantee you this nation doesn't do half as well with its, you know, he pays payroll tax and all this other stuff for that business that just threw the moon. You have no idea. Yeah, and you'd do it too. If you could be like, oh, I'm going to break even on this thing because I'm not going to give
you
myself
took a
much
huge
of a
loss
yeah.
on this.
Yeah. Look, it doesn't even matter if you took a loss or not.
Or you donate to charity.
If you're playing the system and it works, you're not cheating it.
The system needs to change.
Okay, maybe. But you want to piss the guy who invented Amazon off? He's going to stop doing stuff. Think about how awesome. What was life before Amazon? I got Gorilla Glue in 3 hours. I didn't even have to. I could have driven to the Walgreens, but I'd have to deal with the Walgreens people. It showed up at my house. Amazon rules. And everybody that bitches, Amazon Prime will be another $5 billion day for commerce. I hate this Amazon thing.
10.2 they're thinking.
Was it right? That's incredible. And that's sales tax and that's all this other stuff. So the taxes are getting covered. The guy you should be mad at
jobs
are your politicians that keep spending all the tax money five times more than comes in and then gets mad at rich people for not paying enough. It's the spender. It's not the giver. And that's not a side I'm taking. Both of them suck. Trump spent too much. Biden's going to spend too much. I don't know how you're on either side. This Jeff Bezos dude's amazing. He might be a dick, but you would be
years.
Too.
Yeah.
I'm a dick every time you get a bonus check. Everybody's a dick with a little extra cash in their pocket. Now 70 billion. Okay. Might be a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. Might have an attitude towards that whole 200 section at the Suns game. Hell, I have an attitude towards the 200 section. I can't imagine what it would be like if I sat in the third row with 70 billion. I'm like, why am I not on the court? It's the way it works. But yeah, we don't have, like, Jeff Bezos can stay in space as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to bitch about that on my iPhone. Oh, yeah? Yeah, you hate that iPhone too, probably, huh? Yeah, that whole Apple company's a bunch of jerks. Billionaires not paying their tax. I'm going to bitch about that some more on my iPhone. And then I'm going to order something on Amazon while I bitch about it. Oh, okay. So you're going to make everybody richer while you complain about it. Yeah,
I can't bitch about it. They suspended my...
Yeah, suspend my account on that Facebook. I hate that Zuckerberg too. Facebook. I'm going to go on Facebook and talk about it and say, I hate Zuckerberg. Just watch sports. It makes everybody happier. And I'm
especially
telling
the Paralympics.
Paralympics. I didn't know how fun that was. God damn.
Brady has sold us.
Yeah. Well, you started talking about shot puts. Like, there was highlights. You said the word highlights was shot put. I'm like, that's not a thing. There's no such thing. This guy's went the farthest. Did any of it look different? No. You win the shot put by, like,
other than he almost threw it out of the ring.
I don't even know what the ring is. Like, I don't understand how it works. They have two guys with the tape measures that run out.
They have they throw it into the sand to mark it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just guys with tape measures run out in little pith helmets. Nice throw. He won by an inch. Everybody's about an inch and a half apart. Nobody's different. Every throw looks the same. Give me something. But cut one of their dicks off and throw them in girl shot put. Do girls even have shot put?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah, of course they do.
It's got to be like a 14-pound ball, though. They don't go full 16s.
It's a lighter ball.
Yeah, yeah. Not for Laurel. Once Laurel gets in there, oh, lighties. You're throwing an orange around. I'm going to destroy this competition. Hey, fellas, third, fifth place. All you guys over here, cut your dicks off. You'll win a gold medal. They throw a lighter ball.
This isn't funny anymore. You guys are taking all our sports.
Yep, transphobe right there. Got a transphobe on our hands.
8.82 pounds for the ladies.
Eight? In the men's ball, pounds. 12 or 16 pounds?
Yeah, I thought it was like 16. Or
they're doing half?
The men's is 16 pounds.
Jesus, yeah. That's not even the same sport. How dare you call it the same sport? Equality. Well, you shouldn't get paid even the 70%.
Another gold for the Kiwis.
Look at that. I'll throw it over a quarter mile. These girls don't have a chance. It's 8 pounds. It's bowling ball. It's the worst bowling ball. It's fun.
And it's anywhere from... So the women's ball is 3.7 to 4.3 inches in diameter. The men's ball is anywhere from 4.3 to 5.1.
So let me get this straight.
So another full inch.
The children's bowling ball.
Yep.
Is the women's shot put.
Yep.
The 16-pounder, which like most dudes won't even use,
yeah.
Is the men's shot put.
Yep.
Not the same sport. Cut your dick off. Somebody go win that.
Put that in and then see the length. Like how far the men are throwing.
They're still chucking that 16
compared to the 8-pounder.
This is a lady.
They all look like WNBA players.
This is a lady chucking the shot put for this 8-pound. This is like throwing a baseball. There she goes. Look at she's handling that thing like it doesn't weigh a pound. And now this behemoth woman from Germany will spin and toss something. Quite light by comparison. And then dudes just mark the nut. That's nothing. And you might have noticed, viewers, no ring on her finger, huh?
Look at Broadzilla.
Wonder why. She's wearing a coral SpongeBob's with that ringless ring finger. And now we welcome Laurel in. She's a 15-time gold medalist, 61 years old, used to have a dick, and she's chucked it out of the arena.
not fair.
Transphobe.
Hammer throws the same weight. Women throw half.
Man, look at this house. That's a big one. Germany's breeding them. Wow. 8 pounds. They got to amp that
that's
up a little bit.
That's not Laurel.
It could be.
No, that's a woman. You can tell by her face. Another one without a ring. How are all these single ladies so good at shot putting? All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All right, it's my turn, ladies. How you doing? Nice throw. Nice toss there. And Laurel using her patented underhand throwing technique. And it's in the third row. 8 pounds. Oh, the trans are going to take over all the girls' sports. And I, for one, am for it.
It's not fair.
Transphobe. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Bert?
All right. Wake up song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Josh and the boys are going to get you guys hooked up for the trails this summer. And you know, it's a little hot. You can do them night rides. You can do those early morning rides. Check them out on Facebook as well as on Instagram at Action Ride Shop. And AC/DC Big Balls coming in for Laurel and our sons. Mm. Five Finger Death Punch, Calabrese, Lamb of God, Sabaton.
Is it Calabrese or Calabrese? The way you guys say it.
Nah, I don't even know.
You drop the
extra. They're like an imitation Misfits.
Calabrese.
Calabrese. Lamb of God, Cannibal Corpse, Twisted Sister making an appearance. With
Mama
Burning
Don't
Hell.
Breathe.
Yeah, Mama Don't Breathe is on here from Friday.
That's right. He was our winner too, right? Oh, no.
No.
That was the other guy.
Yeah. That was Fabio, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, something Fabio, that's right.
Fabian.
I don't think we had a Fabio, but if we did, it was him. Great stuff. Mama Don't Breathe instead of Papa Don't Preach. The worst song ever. Lynn Sue Shepherd for Hospice of the Valley's Mama Don't Breathe. We'll be right back.
Apparently you pissed off a...
trans?
I don't know if he's an Uber Eats driver. No. Jesus Christ, John. Get off your ass. Go to the store. Make your own goddamn dinner. Amazon food delivery.
That's awesome.
What is with that anger?
I don't know. Don't care. So go ahead. Drive all over the place. You're destroying the planet. I, for one, like to have my food delivered by a single
car.
That's
your excuse?
That's right. Because you're a transphobe, too. I'm going to go so woke. I'm going to make every argument going to be against the people that are nuts. Go get your own food. No. I'm not even going to start my car. I'm going to let it come to me.
I'm growing cheeseburgers in my backyard.
I bet you are. You get cows? Is that how you grow them? Yeah. Sure you're doing that, Brady. Yeah. Amazon's one of the best inventions of all time. And the fact that there's a fulfillment center exploding in every major city. We got two of them. We got another one going up. Every mall. Like, what's going to happen to the malls? They're all going to be Amazon's fulfillment centers. They're all dead.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be schools, and they're going to be places that all of our shoes end up and then get shipped to our house because we don't want to move anymore. I'm fine with that. I don't have much time left on this planet anyway. So the less walking I do, the better. Keep delivering stuff to my door. Phenomenal. And you know who keeps busy? It's those UPS guys. They're working Sunday at 9. A truck went through the cul-de-sac last night at 9 o'clock. Jesus. The gay neighbor's got, I don't know, some lube or something delivered. I don't know what they're up to, but it was 9 o'clock. Who knows? That's my assumption. It's Sunday night. Another tube.
Steady.
Time for another.
Steady flow.
Solid tube. Which one do you want to do here, Bert?
I don't know. Let's do Death Punch under and over it.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. For the punch.
Since we don't have Mama Don't Breathe.
Mama Don't Breathe would be awesome. I would love that. Yeah. Brady, thank you for introducing me too. And Brett, for you to find maybe the greatest spring-loaded race I've ever watched in my life.
Had to go to the archives.
Man, yeah. That guy, eat it. I like people falling down. I find that endlessly entertaining. I think people falling, and there's a whole, you know, look, the internet is full of fails of people falling down. So, able-bodied, handicapable, I don't care. If you fall, I'm laughing. And if I fall, you should laugh. Sometimes it's the funniest thing to watch the human skeleton just quit for a second and throw your face on the ground. I find it hysterical.
Let alone, that's what makes the Olympics just unbelievable. I mean, on the winter side of it, when you see those speed skating.
Taking dumps. Oh,
going through those.
It's the only reason we watch. It's like human NASCAR. You can sit and watch a race.
Wait for the wreck.
Zero wrecks. Yeah. That's boring. And then in the Winter Olympics, when they started that, all right, everybody ski at the same time. Remember that one?
They were all ski cross.
Ski cross. I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Well, and there you go. So why would you watch shot put or discus or anything like that? There's nothing happening.
Would you call it Dixus? I used to be a member of that team.
I remember that speed cross with a girl celebrating on her final flip and wipes out.
I hate it. You imagine
and loses in
discus. Laurel's just walking around the Olympics all summer. Got nothing to do. What are you ladies up to? Throwing a little frisbee?
Oh, great. Here comes Laurel.
Let me give me that frisbee for a second. World record! This is great. I'm killing it.
You can't play anymore.
Transphobe. Everybody says I can't as a transphobe.
Entries are closed. Oh, I see how it is.
Oh, I get it. I see.
We got a lot of men.
Well, I mean, I do have my credentials. I don't know. I don't want to see if they're in my pocket. Oh, no, here it is. Here's my credentials. My brand new vagina. Take a look at that. I'm a lady. No doubt about it. Now give me that frisbee. World record. Just wandering around. Can I play?
Go away, Laurel.
Transphobe.
20
We've
world gotta record.
Let her throw.
I've got 38 records in this Olympics. This is easy. Should have cut my dick off years ago. I'd be a legend. I'm watching everything Laurel lifts. Gonna be great. I hope her mesh falls out.
Oh.
Come on. We're all rooting for that a little bit. Ah! Yeah. Ah! Ah, that was a tough lift, and you might have noticed I bulged in an area. Well, I used to have a bulge there. Looks like my mesh let loose. I'm going to have to stuff that back in before my next lift. Have any cotton or a T-shirt? Anybody have a T-shirt I could borrow? I've got to stuff this back in there and clog it. I need a safety pin and an old T-shirt.
Little fish flopping around in the net.
That's no good. Hey, Doc, is this all right? I'll stuff it back in. I've done it once, I'll do it again. There you are, you little tadger. Get back in there. What's wrong with you? We're in any now. Let's do Five Finger. I'll be watching Laurel all day long. And anybody who hates that is a transphobe. And anybody who thinks that I'm against lady sports is wrong. This precious angel deserves her chance. She's been through a lot.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.